He ran a foundation and never stopped caring about the future direction of the country. And when you went to the foundation's offices and met him, he looked you deep in the eye, he grabbed you by the arm, and he absolutely assured you that despite everything that had happened to him, he would go to his grave a communist. He never had any doubt about that whatsoever. He was also aware that he was much more admired outside Russia, particularly in the West, than he was in his home country, and particularly in latter years, at a time when Vladimir Putin exercises an iron grip over the Russian media and the messaging that it delivers into the homes of people across the territory of the Russian Federation. He is much more reviled for the destruction of the Soviet Union than he is admired for the opportunity at freedom that he provided the Soviet people. So he has a deeply checkered record under any circumstances, but will forever, I think, be much more admired outside the borders of Russia than within it.